Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John.
Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through 32, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. You know, many times we get so caught up in ministry and in our compassion for others, we neglect not only our families, but ourselves. Burnout and fatigue sets in, and before you know it, illness is given the green light to attack the body, the mind, and sometimes both. Well, what usually leads up to this is a relaxed grip on the devotional and quiet time, because frankly, we are doing this for Him, and we don't have time. The importance of quiet time cannot be stressed enough. This is a daily time of reflection, prioritizing, and seeking direction, guidance, and leading to action. When you get enough rest, your body runs as it should, and your immune system is stronger and able to fight off infections more easily. People say, I can't take time out for vacation or rest. Are you crazy? There's too much to do. Well, you can't afford not to. We think of rest as a time to sit around and do nothing, but actually rest is a time of re-energizing, a time to refresh and reflect on God's goodness, re-evaluation of what you are doing, and seeking God's input into the direction you are traveling. You see, when you don't get enough rest, you have difficulty concentrating, thinking clearly, and even remembering things, not counting what a lack of rest does for your mood. Ever met a grumpy, busy person? Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3 says, And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. A quote from Charlie Francis's book, Speed Trap. Francis had asked his coach if they could afford to take Sundays off. His coach told him, The Lord made the world in 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. Do you think he can do better than that? Most elite athletes take at least one day off from training each week, and the ones who don't usually pay for it in the long run. Well, in addition, the body is a system, not just a collection of unrelated parts. Stress on one part becomes stress felt all over. You know how you get a stomach upset when you're nervous, or a headache after being tense? Same idea. Or let's say you stub your toe, kind of feel it all over? The body operates as a dynamic system that responds to a stimulus holistically. In other words, all for one and one for all. If your body is not allowed sufficient time for repair and rebuilding, you will not recover and become stronger. Interestingly enough, Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5, For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. So therefore, I have to surmise the church is considered one body, and if one member hurts, it affects others. So as a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a custodian, usher, parking lot attendant, if you are not well, not rested, not up to par, you can't do your job effectively. Most people in church leadership take care of everyone else but themselves. Recently, I found myself exhausted, overwhelmed, irritable, and burnt out. I was going 1,000 miles an hour and sleeping 3 to 5 hours a night, 7 days a week. I started getting really tired, and if I sat down for 5 minutes, I would fall asleep. I found it strange because I never took naps. I felt as if my gas tank had run out of gas and my contract with OPEC hadn't been renewed. Just prior to running out of gas, I had felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to step down from extensive prison ministry that I was in and other things. I didn't obey, but I just kept going. Interestingly enough, rules with the Department of Corrections were brought to the attention of all the volunteers at the prison that we were not to associate with ex-offenders once they were released on parole. This meant no counseling, no rides to church, no assistance in finding jobs or anything. I resigned, feeling that I would be more effective on the outside. I also found a substitute teacher to take my twice-a-week class at Victory Trade School for 3 weeks. Still, the fatigue got worse. I finally made an appointment to see my physician. They ran a number of tests. During this time, I reflected back on my ministry habits and realized that my personal resting and sleeping habits really left a lot to be desired. I had been sleeping 3 to 5 hours a night, not just recently, but for the last 9 years. Vacations were working trips, and I abhorred naps. Sometimes God has to lay us flat on our backs to get through to us. I'm ashamed to say that I'm one of those people. The test results came back normal. Thank God. My doctor said something that I found interesting. There is depression and there is compassion overload. Either way, your body will let you know. If the warning signs are not heeded, it will shut down. I was told to step back and get rest. I had to cancel some engagements and rearrange my schedule and my priorities. After which I shut myself up and came into the presence of God. Oh, what a glorious communion we had. I repented and experienced such peace and sweetness when I gave him my cares, my burdens, concerns, and responsibilities. What joy! You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Because we are not our own, but the Lord's, we must take care of ourselves. God wants to use each and every one of us to bring him glory. But he also says in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We tend to feel as if we are indispensable. That is a form of pride. God never intended for us to be unbalanced. Jesus himself went away from the crowds to pray, to rest, to commune with his Father, and did only what the Father instructed him to do. I'll venture to say that if we would come aside and rest a while, we too would find the rest, peace, strength, energy, direction we need to accomplish all that we want and all that he calls us to do for the honor and glory of God. So if you've been one that's been running around like a chicken with your head cut off and not really taking care of yourself, why don't you pray with me this prayer? Father God, I know that you want what is best for me, and strange as it may seem to me, that includes rest. Forgive me for my busyness and not resting. I trust in you to replenish and heal me. Make me strong and obedient to you. Help me to prioritize my responsibilities and lead me into all I need to do to be healthy for you. Make me a blessing not only to those around me, but to myself and to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer with me, send me an email, buffy@swordradio.com, or write me at P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com to listen to more teachings and helps. God bless you, and until next time.